You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
This is the William Hill Golf Podcast. Go to news.williamhill.com for all the podcasts or search William Hill Radio on iTunes.
Hello, everyone. Welcome along to the William Hill Golf Podcast. Halfway through the first major championship of the season, the Masters 2017. Dave Kellner here in the studio. And Jamie Spence joins me on the line to give his Masters update. Jamie, first of all, good morning. Welcome along.
Morning, David. It's an exciting day, Grand National Day. Lots of rugby for me to watch this afternoon. I'm watching my lad. There's football. I'm watching the Masters breakfast as well on Sky, and I'm going to watch that tonight. Yeah. So it's just sport all the way.
It is. You don't have to. If your son wasn't playing rugby, you wouldn't have to leave the sofa today, Jamie. But you do.
I've got to get up and leave the sofa. Point.
You fancy one in the National as well, Jamie, don't you? We were speaking off air.
Yeah, I like Safir Duray, the Nichols horse, but he's wide openings. But I will have a bet on it. I don't normally bet in the National, actually, because it's just impossible, isn't it? But I'll have an each way bet on that.
Is your national record better than your golf tipping record, Jamie?
It's not bad, actually. I had Red Marauder at 40-1, so I can afford a few losers after that. That was a few years ago, mine. I had Party Politics, I remember that. Yeah, no, I do all right at the National normally, but hey, listen, it's just whether they can get round, isn't it?
One of your guys doing well in the Masters, because Ricky Fowler is the 7-2 favourite here with William Hill at the halfway point. Sergio Garcia is 6-1. Jordan Spieth is 7-1. Thomas Peters is in the market at 8-1. Justin Rose 10-1. Rory McIlroy 11s. John Rahm 12-1. Charlie Hoffman 16s. And it's 20s bar. At the halfway point, Jamie, just the 9 players under par. The conditions have been pretty tough for the opening 2 rounds.
Yeah, it's been pretty brutal, David, hasn't it? Supposed to get a bit better at the weekend, but they probably firmed the greens up just to get their own back, the Augusta Committee. It's as wide open as it was on Thursday morning, with the exception that obviously Dustin Johnson, the world number one, is not here. Very unfortunate for him. But really, I would imagine a lot of the people who've had a bet have still got a runner for their money going at the weekend, such as the opening. So I think you can go back to at least 3 over par, and that brings in players of the ilk of Paul Casey, Lee Westwood, Mark Leishman. I know lots of people fancied their 3 over par. You could see someone from that far back still getting involved in this Masters, because I don't think it's going to be that easy for the front runners today. None of them have won a major before. Peters looked terrific yesterday, I have to say. So does Ricky Fowler, my tip. And Sergio Garcia, well, we're all wishing him. I think everybody would love Sergio Garcia to win. And wouldn't it be poignant on Seve Ballesteros' 60th birthday, as it would have been on Sunday?
Do you think Garcia's putting will hold up? Do you think his nerve will hold over the weekend?
Yeah, I think it will. He looks like he's in a good place. I think it was about 5 years ago he said, I can never win this event. I won't even win another major. He was in such a down place with his life and with golf as well. It just kept disappointing him. But he's a different man now. He's engaged at the moment. So he's very happy off the golf course, and that's showing on the golf course. Won in Dubai earlier this year. He looks very, very relaxed.
As far as the betting is concerned, Ricky Fowler is the likeliest winner at this point. Do you agree with that, Jamie?
Yeah, I do. I felt coming into this that he sort of turned a corner, Ricky, from the promising upstart to the experienced pro who can get the job done. We saw that at the Honda earlier this year, where he didn't play his best actually at the weekend, but he did get the job done under pressure on a very difficult golf course. So I think he wants to shoot out Fowler. I think he likes it to remain pretty tough. If 6 or 7 under wins, I think that will suit Ricky. Otherwise, it brings a lot more players in. But I agree with that. But 7-2 still, it's he's not a 5-4 favourite, is he? He's still vulnerable.
And just behind the front two in the betting that we've talked about, Garcia and Fowler, we have Jordan Spieth, who's had a 9 this week, but still is third favourite to win the championship at 7-1. He's 4 back on even par. Doesn't seem to have his best stuff at the moment, Spieth, but he's so gutsy and tenacious, sticking in there.
Well, yeah, he made that 9 on 15, and Unusually, we saw him spin a ball into the water on 15, and once you do that, you're in trouble. Yeah, but he's played his last 11 holes in 4 under par. That's the best of anybody. And I couldn't read Spieth coming into this, but I think you've got him fairly short, and I'm not surprised because he looks like he could come through the pack. He's got incredible course form, as we know, a first and 2 second places. And for some reason, he just comes alive when it comes to the Masters. And it's very, very difficult to rule him out. He looks like he's the flyer in the pack.
There's a few big guns just in behind as well. I'll just spin through these very quickly. Justin Rose is 10-1. Rose is 1 under for the tournament. You've got John Rahm at 12-1. He's 1 under par for the tournament. Adam Scott just in behind as well. And, of course, Rory McIlroy, who had the unfortunate hit the flag on the last and made bogey when he could have made birdie. And McIlroy's only 5 back as well.
I was in bed by then.
He's 5 back as well. So you got some big guns lurking just in behind the leading pack.
Haven't you just? You just named some, let's put some names out there. It's incredible that all the cream's starting to rise to the top here, isn't it? And Rory, as you say, 1 over par. He's still banging there, isn't he? And Phil Mickelson, he's level par. Adam Scott. I no one really talked about Adam Scott coming into this. The putter still looks a bit dodgy to me. He's gone from the long one to the short one for Adam. He doesn't look totally comfortable with that yet, but there's so many good players around. John Rahm, what are we going to get from John Rahm this weekend? I don't know. He's an incredible talent, but you just have to think that you've really got to know these pin positions at Augusta. And at the weekend, I think the experienced players will come through.
Okay, so you've got Ricky Fowler on side right now at 7-2. Obviously, he was one of your pre-tournament tips. If you were coming into this fresh right now, Jamie, who would you back?
What price is McIlroy now?
McIlroy's 11-1.
Yeah. Well, it's very difficult. I'm happy with my pre-Fowler tip, obviously, and your heart has got to go with Sergio. I don't think Justin Rose has done anything wrong so far, you know. It's very difficult, David, this, you know. A Spieth, I think he's 4 back, but he's 7-1. I think that's quite short for me. If I was going to have a saver, I'd have it on Rose.
Yeah, Justin Rose in the betting at 10-1. McIlroy said yesterday after his round, Jamie, that he needs one of those streaks where he shoots at a 31 or a 32 for either the front or back nine just to get really back into this championship.
Yeah, but McGinley made a good point on Sky TV yesterday. He hit 9 greens in regulation on the first day and he hardly hit any more than that yesterday. So his long game's suffering at the moment. Maybe that's because of the wind. It was very difficult. So he needs to get his long game going if he wants to shoot those sort of numbers. You can't shoot those numbers around here missing 8 or 9 greens around. It's impossible.
Let's talk about some of the feature two balls on day three then, Jamie, just before we wrap here. And Jordan Spieth, Phil Mickelson is one that stands out to me. 10 past 7, this one. 4-6 Spieth, 15-2 the draw, and Mickelson in the betting at 13-8. Mickelson had it going for a while yesterday, but his round unravelled late on. I just wonder, 46 years old now, Mickelson, and can he get re-energised in these final 2 days, or do you think he's had his moment?
I couldn't say he wouldn't be re-energised. We've seen Mickelson make many a charge, but you'd have to go with the younger man here and the guy that's on the up, and that's Spieth. I think Spieth will take out Phil today.
Jordan Spieth, 4-6. Justin Rose, Adam Scott, another intriguing two ball at 7-20. Even money Rose, the draw 15-2. Adam Scott, 11-10. Such similar games, these two. Terrific long games and sometimes a little bit dicey on the greens.
Yeah, you took the words out of my mouth. Exactly right. The very similar players. Justin's hitting the ball a long way now. You know, the last few years, he's really put on some yardage. I'd have to side with the Englishman there.
I think it's a nice pairing for John Rahm as well with Fred Couples. Couples just...
Yeah, it's brilliant, isn't it?
Fantastic pairing, because Couples with that wealth of experience could help Rahm around the golf course this evening. 1-2 Rahm is to win that two ball. Fred Couples 11-5. The draw 15-2. Fred Couples at halfway in this championship. I think he did miss the cut last year, but his figures are incredible, sensational. I don't know how he keeps coming back each and every year and still performing.
So I'm thinking you're discounting Mickelson because he's too old at 46, but you're liking Couples because he's about 12 years older. Is that right?
I'm discounting them both. I think Rahm and Spieth get the better of both of those two
I don't
balls.
know. I think Rahm might have a sticky
How do you
weekend.
think so?
I think he might. I mean, I'm sick of my neck out there because he's such a good player, but these greens are going to quicken up. They're going to get quicker and quicker, and I think you need to know him. You need to know when you can attack. And as good a player as he is, they still think he'll beat Freddie today. They both might struggle today, but not saying struggle because Rahm is a quality player. But I think we're expecting him to shoot, 66s and blow the field away. I can't see that happening.
Looking at those last six or seven two balls out on the course today, Jamie, one of them. Will not be taking a big crowd, I don't think. Willie McGirt and Ryan Moore is the third from last two ball. McGirt 11-8, the draw 15-2, and Ryan Moore 4-5. It is doing a little bit of a disservice to these two, but you can't see them drawing the punters in.
No, you can't. I like Ryan Moore as a player, as a professional watching Ryan Moore. I wish I had his game. He's just so consistent. And Willie McGirt spoke really well after his first round. He knows a few of the members there. He's been practicing a lot. I can see why the punters wouldn't go with them, but I like both of them. But I'd have to go with Ryan Moore. As I say, he's one of my favourite players.
And the last two balls, Thomas Peters versus Ricky Fowler, 6-4 Peters, the draw 15-2, Ricky Fowler 8-11. We've got a bit of a maybe a Ryder Cup theme there as well. Peters was in sensational form at the Ryder Cup, and Ricky Fowler is now a stalwart of that team.
Yeah, it's. Peters could be inspired here, I mean, he hit the driver so well yesterday. He's looking like a very confident young man on this golf course, Thomas Peters. So it wouldn't surprise me, today, if he were to give Ricky a really good game. I'm struggling to call this one.
Could be a draw there, 15-2.
It could be a draw. I just watching Peters yesterday. He looks like he's got the taste of it this week. But you'd have to think the Fowler's. Course form will come into play here, but I don't know. I'm struggling to call this one.
And the last one out at 8 p.m. Charlie Hoffman versus Sergio Garcia. Hoffman 9-5, the draw 15-2 with Garcia in the betting at 8-13. It seems like a nice grouping for Garcia, not with one of the really big guns out there. Jamie might relax a little bit more.
Listen, who you play with makes a big difference, and. Trust me, Sergio, this is a great draw for Sergio. He didn't want to be Ricky Fowler. If Sergio had been playing with Tiger in his pomp in the last day on the Saturday, last round, last group on a Saturday, or Mickelson or Spieth, he wouldn't have enjoyed that because the crowd are going to get on his back a bit. Sergio's got a relationship with the American public. Most of them really like him, but when he's playing against one of their own, they're going to cheer for him. So this is a really good draw for Sergio. And listen, Charlie Hoffman needs to be really kind to Sergio today and encourage him and carry him along and make sure he keeps him fed and watered because we all want him to win.
Sergio Garcia, 8-13 to win that two ball. Jamie, thank you for your company.
I've got one other little
thing
here. Top South African, you've got all four of Grace, Els, Oosthuizen and Schwartzel have all made the cut, but Louis two behind Charles and he's 9-4, I think. Shot 77 first round. Louis Oosthuizen and one of my favourite players again, and I really fancy him at 9-4.
He got off to a shocking start, didn't he, Jamie?
Well, not just as many people's fancied, but he's coming back slowly, and he did well to make the cut, and I think he'll win that market because Ernie Els is talking this is his last Masters, which is sad, and Brandon Grace's record round Augusta isn't very good. He did well to make the cut.
9-4, Louis Oosthuizen to win the top South African player market here with William Hill. Jamie, enjoy the Masters this evening. Enjoy the Grand National later on, and we'll speak on Sunday.
Best weekend of the year.
Thank you to Jamie Spence. Check out all the Masters betting on the William Hill website by going to sports.williamhill.com, clicking on golf, and if you're having a bet, the very best of luck.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.